This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are some that are $40, some that are $20, some that are $10. But at the end of the day, I think they're all pretty much the same thing. It's just where you place it in your house. So if you can put it by an outside window, if you can put it up real high, it always makes a lot of difference. And this reminds me of when I was a kid, because that's the same thing we used to do, is to try to put the antennas close to an outside window, put them up high, and so on. But the beautiful thing about it is, with this, you don't need the cable. How many of you have cable? Anybody have cable? Anybody have the satellite? Is anybody using the internet? Are you? Well, this doesn't need any of those things. It doesn't need any of that. And you watch it straight on your television channel. Now we have two of the channels that are here in this area, 26.1, 28.2. This is the only place where we have two. I don't have it anywhere else, but I got an option on that when I took it, and we're just really enjoying that. But now, this is how this thing works. You see how that works out? Pulls up like that? They call it rabbit ears. How many of you knew that? Rabbit ears. You heard that before? Yeah. This is called rabbit ears. And the cord on the back of it just plugs in the same place you would plug in your cable or anything else. Now, you can get these at Radio Shack or Walmart or anything like that. What we're doing right now for all of you at home that want to help us here in Dallas and Fort Worth, you can help us do this. Those of you that are home, they said we're not going to do any fundraising here. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you folks at home. You can help us. You can help us. When you sign up to donate on a monthly basis, regardless of the amount you want to donate, but you sign up on a monthly basis, anytime this weekend, today, tomorrow, through the weekend, then we will send you one of these to your house and we'll pay the postage. Okay? Got that? That's number one. Number two, for those that are not able to stick around and see our program that we have coming up on Saturday, we have a few of these here, but we can also mail these out to you if you're on the other side of the world watching me right now. If you're in Malaysia, if you're in Afghanistan watching us now, then you'd like to get one. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make these available, but you have to pay the postage on this. But these will make available free for anybody that wants to make a donation of any amount. So let us know about that. And now we'll go back to our regular broadcast. We have Sister Kim in South Dakota. Sister, if you will, remind us so that the brothers and sisters here will get to know how did you find out about Islam, Guys TV, and so on. Give us a little update there, please.
Decided that I wanted to become a Muslim. And so I
So, and we also had a number of others who joined us in Islam by watching our channel. One of them was yesterday afternoon when we were in the restaurant, and I talked with a gentleman there from Honduras. And in our conversation, it turns out he'd been watching Guidance TV, because I started telling him about it, and he said, "I've already watched it." And I'm like, "Really? That's amazing." Last night, we had a lady came to Islam, and I was going to tell her about Guidance TV, and she said, "This is how I know about Islam." I'm like, "Okay, I don't have to go too far with that." It turns out non-Muslims are knowing more about what we're doing than the Muslims. And I was surprised, too, how many of the Christians and Jewish in our country appreciate what we're doing. One of the first people to inspire me to open and start this channel back in 2007 or 2008 was none other than a rabbi from New York. We were together for a conference, a peace conference in the UK. We were eating together at the same table, and he was asking me about television over here in the country, the United States. He said, "You have a lot of Christian channels, don't you?" I said, "Oh, yes. Oh, we have many." He said, "It's in the hundreds, isn't it?" I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, how many are there for Islam?" I said, "Well, actually, none." And he said, "Urgency. This is very urgent. You must do this." Now, that's coming from a non-Muslim Jewish rabbi. And also, we had Muslims. And one of the biggest ones right here in this area, who has passed away now, Rahimallah, Allah have mercy on him. So, but he was used to call me up every day. He used to call me every day when I was in Washington, D.C., and tell me, "How are we doing with the channel? We want to get Guidance TV going. What are we doing?" And alhamdulillah, every time I make dua for him, I ask Allah to accept this effort on his behalf, because he inspired me so much for what we're doing. And by the way, he was from our very area where we're sitting right now. MashaAllah. Anyway, so Guidance TV has already demonstrated itself full well to have a value. And from the Shuyukh and other countries, they have made it mandatory for us to support it. They said, "This is not an option. It's not like a hobby thing. It is wajib." You know the word wajib in Arabic? Mandatory for us to keep it going and growing wherever we can. So that's very important to know why we should show up on Saturday and see how we can support the channel. All right, I want to get back to the program now. And we're talking about some of the incidences that took place today, in today's world, and we want to talk about it. Sister, what's next on your list? Shall I tell you why it's called the Wolf Moon?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
All right. When I first heard about the Wolf Moon, I thought it was like werewolf. Because they say when a full moon and the guy, he turns into this werewolf and howls at the moon. You know, that's what I thought. But I look it up, and guess what? You probably saw it, that it's from the American Indians. Is that right, sister?
Yeah, traditionally American Indians, that's correct.
Yep. And they called that the Wolf Moon, maybe because the wolves like to howl at it, and they just called it that, I don't know. But the interesting thing about it is it is tonight, and we saw it on the way over here, and it really looks big, and it's low on the horizon, and I don't know, it looks kind of gold colored. Wasn't it? To me, it didn't look as white. It looked more gold. I don't know. Did you guys see it in South Dakota?
I didn't get to see it, but I've got a lot of trees that are right in front of my house, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's risen and it's just behind my house right now.
Oh, okay. How many of you saw it? Anybody saw it? Look cool, didn't it? And like it. Alhamdulillah, what else you got? Actually, I know about that from even 2 years ago, because there were some other things that they discovered, and they were telling us that now human beings have been here not just 10,000 years, but all the way back, now they're saying 500,000 years, 500,000 years. The thing that, that if you read that article real close, you have to be careful, because it says it's somebody from Ethiopia that found it, but doesn't exactly say that he found it in Ethiopia unless you read the details in the text. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did notice that.
You got to be real careful whenever they word it the way they did, because they were talking about the man that found it being from Ethiopia. But in any case, what they found was a jawbone. They found a jawbone, a petrified jawbone. And to be very fair and clear about it, it looked just like a regular human jawbone. One of the things that we learned from another one of our sisters who has been with us on Goddess TV, even back when we were in Washington, D.C., she is the professor of anthropology at the college in Maryland. Yeah, and she had been on our show a couple of times. She made it clear that what they're telling you in the books, the textbooks, when they talk about these different time periods and they try to tie in evolution to those time periods, they will tell you about the Australopithecine period, the Cro-Magnon period, the Neanderthal period, and they will try to show you a different form of a human being for each period. Have you heard about that? Well, the reality is that they've always found regular human remains in all of those periods that are exactly the same. It's just that they've found more of some that are larger smaller and so on, so that's what they called it by those things that they labeled that way and made it look like that there were these progressive stages that people went through. And in reality, if you look at the picture in front of you, sister, you will see that jawbone there, it doesn't look that much different than a human today, does it? And you're talking about, what did they say, 500,000 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, so much for evolution. Alhamdulillah. We have a website for that, and I'd like to promote that right now for everybody who doesn't know. It's called Share Islam. Share Islam has portals to different very important topics that we have. Share Islam is very well graphic designed. It has a lot of attraction for the youth and for non-Muslims to go there and see it. Share Islam has these things that move, so it's animated, and you can turn pages in it, literally. The first one says, what's Islam? The second one says, God, Allah. And all of these, when you click on them, you get videos and audios that pop up and start going to work right away and explain things to you. Then Allah's Quran comes up. And then after that, Prophet of Islam, Islam's Women. And that is a big, beautiful website for sisters to learn from. Very beautifully done. Then the next one after that, Science Islam. Now, Science Islam is the one I'm talking about right now. This one will explain how Islam looks at this idea of evolution. There is such a thing as evolution, there's no doubt. But it's always within the species. Giraffes don't turn into crocodiles. Elephants don't turn into snakes. So everything had an origin from something going back to its own species, and then who created the species? And nobody can tell you that humans came from reptiles or fish came from birds. There's no way. There had to be a creator in the beginning. Also, Islam tells us, and you can read about it on that website, or if you know Arabic language, get a Quran and look for yourself. It tells you about Al-Khaliq, and he is the one who created everything. It means creator. But it also tells you about Al-Bari, the evolver, and he is the one who evolves or reshapes things into other things. So if you find evolution within a species, the one who's Al-Khaliq is the same one who is the reshaper. Simple as that. That's a very good point to bring up at this point, at this stage. Now, I would like to mention and go back over some of the things we've already been talking about before we take a break. And the first thing that I want to bring out clear is about the moon, the wolf moon. This is a great opportunity for us to tell you about another part of Sharia Islam, because the very second portal there is about God Allah. And it talks about the moon god that some people try to attribute to Muslims, saying that we believe in the moon god and that we have a moon god in the Kaaba in Mecca. Dr. Robert Morey wrote a whole entire book about it and published it, promoted it, and universities pay him up to $10,000 a visit to go in and give a presentation about this subject of the moon god called Allah. I read it and knew right away it was fake, but I'm not an authority, so I waited for Dr. Bilal Phillips to come up with something. And so we used his work on there. So when you go to godallah.com or shareislam.com, and it will take you to it. You don't have to remember all the names, just remember Share Islam. If you look at it at the bottom of the left side of the page, it says Moon God right on there. Click it and read it, and you'll understand right away that our God tells us in the Quran that we don't worship anything but Him. The new moons are nothing more than something to cite for our Hajj. That's in verse 189 in Surah Baqarah. Also, if you remember, there was an eclipse of the moon at the time of the death of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's little boy. And so some people thought that was a sign from God, and he could have used that and said, see, look, that proves who I am. Instead, he said, no, that is not anything more than just something from God. But we do notice those things, and we definitely remember to worship God even more when we see things like that. But it doesn't mean that that's a sign, wow, that whenever you see an eclipse, that something about the moon or the sun, and we worship the sun or the moon. All right, so we got that. And the second thing, when we talk about the science, I already mentioned this, we like to take these opportunities to clarify things from the Islamic point of view. And I think we pretty much touched on that. If you go to Share Islam, you get the full story. Sister, let's take a break and tell everybody to get guided with
Guidance TV.
Yeah.
Clear.
And I think when we come back, we'll talk about the last thing that we had on there. What was the last thing? No, it wasn't supposed to. It was just to give you an idea of some of the way they brought their stories. That's all. Yeah, forget about it. I'm ready if you are. Okay. Adventist TV coming to you from right here in the Irving Masjid in Irving, Texas. We're in the DFW, and that means Dallas, Fort Worth, and the Mid-Cities. That's where we are, and that's what we're doing. We're broadcasting live on channel 28.2 and channel 26.1. I want to remind everybody how important it is for us to all turn out Saturday, regardless of the weather. I know they've been predicting some kind of weird weather here, but rain or shine, we're going to be there live at 101 Glade Road in Euless, right next to Fort Worth, and we welcome you to come out, and there will be food if you fill out one of the reservation forms and let us know about it. Those of you at home that would like to register, you couldn't come out here tonight, you can register from home. Just let us know by sending the word DFWTV, DFWTV, to the phone number 51555. Let me give you that phone number again. It's real complicated, isn't it? Yeah, 51555. Send the word DF.